Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, your host, and I am very excited because I have two fabulous women today. One is Gina Almgren, and the other is Eva Venari, and they have incredible journeys that they're going to share with us. But first, let me give you a little bit of background on it. Gina is a senior spiritual guide and instructor of Mastery Secrets. She has provided unconventional, ancient, and innovational technologies to enhance thousands of lives and show people how to get everything they want from living in Southern California. Gina is full service as a teacher, healer, self-improvement mentor, and style enhancer. Eva Venari is the founder and holistic healing practitioner of the Elevate Institute, educates worldwide on highly driven professionals can take charge of their healthcare journey to reverse burnout and thrive without prescription drugs, feds, or treads. That's wonderful. Let me bring them on so we can learn more about them. Welcome, Gina and Eva, to today's show.
Thanks for having us.
So let's go in some questions so we can learn about you. Let's start with Eva on this one. Tell me the story behind Illumination Tours.
Yeah, Illumination Tours was a brainchild of a lunch. Gina and I were visiting one day, and I was sharing with her my grand vision for putting together a co-op of healing centers all over the world and, you know, how it would be a great space to offer corporate wellness and teach, you know, from our perspective. You know, I'm on one end of the healing stick as the human body, very physical, you know, and then she's on the very opposite end of it, teaching in that high level spiritual space. And we both cover most of the bar together. And so she looks at me and she goes, why don't we start giving tours in ancient places? And we can create the co-op along the way. So that's how we got started, over lunch.
Oh, that's cool. Gina, do you want to add something to that? You know, your take on getting together for lunch?
Well, you know, it's really fun because when Eva and I first met, it's just a lot of bantering back and forth. We have a lot of fun teasing each other and just throwing wild ideas out there. But, you know, when it came right down to the beauty of this, you know, this cool marriage thing we have going on with this company, it was really about our passions. And you know, I have a passion for travel. So does Eva. I have a huge special events background and, you know, creating experiences for people. And I love seeing the awakening in others and being able to bring out the opportunity for people to recognize the best in who they are, you know, through all the different, you know, great methods that I do. And then so we just looked at, well, those are all of our passions. And how do we get to do all of those and have fun and serve the world at the same time? So We're both mission-driven in our own businesses, and there's definitely a lot of crossover with us. And it's been really nice to be able to refer clients back and forth for a holistic approach, really, to the human experience. And it's been wonderful.
That sounds fabulous. So, Eva, while you're on, why is the mission important for you? And then I'll ask Gina, the same question.
Sure, yeah. So when it comes to my own business, the Elevate Institute, not that Illumination Tours isn't, but I mean, mine's separate. So the Elevate Institute is all about getting the body so solid that it's no longer in the way and complaining to you. And you know, you're free to do your mission in the world. And I have this belief that if you're distracted for any reason from being able to bring those gifts of your own into the world in service to others, you're doing all of us a disservice. So for me, being able to provide yet another level of service that, creates the space for this allowance, well, that's really what's behind this whole story. You know, even in Illumination Tours, is bringing somebody to their highest potential.
Well, that's great. So what's your partner's vision for this?
Well, you know, I just think we're living in a world where we've forgotten who we really are, and we've forgotten what our abilities are to be able to get and to have the life that we want and to understand truly how magical this whole experience is. And I think that if we lived in a world where everyone was in their true greatness and their true potential, or at least recognizing it and being in joy as they're walking toward it and fulfilling it, what a world this would be, and what a wonderful life this would be. I think we would see things through a totally different point of view. And I love that one of our goals with Illumination Tours is to visit a lot of the ancient sites and go to the different, you know, really beautiful energetic spots on the planet, because our civilization has been around, or the human race, for a long, long time. And there's been magnificence throughout, you know, thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years. And I think we've forgotten a lot of the greatness that we've come from, the ingenuity, you know, the just the love and the health and how we worked with the planet. And I think we need a little bit of a reminder, and it's beautiful that we can go and touch base in those areas. And these are areas that even I like to go to and to bring people along and share some of our magic with them, and all of us leave in a better space is just wonderful.
So, Eva, who are the tours for?
Well, we find that those who are seeking answers to life's existential questions, and possibly maybe they're healers, maybe they are people playing in the spiritual realm, maybe they're also still religious, but they're tiptoeing into the world of a little bit spirituality, and they want to know what that means. They're leading their life by intuition, and they're still finding themselves hung up on something. So maybe their physical body is not responding in the way that they had hoped if they had, you know, did a Reiki session or even a chiropractic session. Like, what's going on? What's holding us back? And so that's really the person that we're looking for. This is not going to be a psychographic of an individual who's constantly saying things like, you know, oh, how do you know these guides and loved ones exist on the other side of the veil? We want people who are on board with that already. That's the idea.
So, Gina, where have you gone so far on these tours?
Well, in our minds and in our projections, all over the place. COVID kind of put a hiccup in, I think, everybody's plans. We managed to get ourselves over to Peru and Machu Picchu this past year. We have Belize on the books for this upcoming October. Egypt is back on the books. England, Ireland, Scotland back on the books. Croatia and Italy is back on the books. So we have a lot of really wonderful places that we would have already gone to had the airlines not stopped flying. So we have a lot of great things going on.
So, Eva, what kind of collaborations are you considering?
Well, when it comes to the people that we're looking to serve, they tend to also be in service themselves. And so being able to share an experience maybe with a leader in their own company who fits the description of who we want to work with, they want to bring their groups to a retreat as well. And here's the other fun thing. Maybe it's come across, maybe it hasn't. Gina and I are both highly creative. And so if you have an idea as a leader that you want to do an event, but you're unsure how to do that, we'll build one for you. So that's a great collaboration right there. I've had individuals just recently find out what I do and where I take people, and she goes, oh, can we do a retreat here in Southern California for my friends? I want everybody to come and hear about all of this and then do a mini retreat. Yeah, so we can do that. So we're very flexible, and that's kind of go with the flow, but also living by intuition, because if you believe in, you know, spiritually intuition-led life, then you are also understanding law of attraction. So those that we want to meet are going to come to us, and we'll be able to provide, you know, practices for them to help go to the next level, whatever that is.
So, Gina, how do you enlist collaborators into your tours?
Oh, my goodness, all different certain ways. I mean, Eva loves to be online, and we're working a lot of those types of platforms, and I seem to be the one that kind of cruises around and finds themselves in groups of really cool people. So kind of from both ends of the spectrum, it's just conversation, whatever platform it is, if I'm just standing in a room or if we're online, it's conversation. It's listening and fulfilling a desire and just paying attention to people's wants and needs.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to ask you both, what is the bigger picture for these tours? Let's start with Eva, and then Gina, you can come in after.
Yeah, I gave you a little bit of an inkling when we talked about the origin story. And to expand on that, it really is a collaborative space where healers come together to link arms and provide their services as needed, kind of along that lines of, think of the co-op of all of the healing centers all over the world suddenly being available online so that you can be a member, just like you're a member to a gym, and you can go and log into your account, and you can see what healing centers, maybe you're going to go on vacation to France, or you're going to have a long stay in France or in Spain. There's a lot of people who are nomadic living right now, or multi-country living like I do. And even Gina does that too. So we are thinking about, if we're somewhere and we need to either participate, we want to go to one of these healing centers, we can see who's going to be available and have a collaboration opportunity. And then those who are members, like a gym membership, I want to belong and be able to use these centers. They can log in, see what's available close to them, sign up for maybe it's an afternoon class of quiet meditation. Maybe it's a yoga class. Maybe it's a, you know, let's learn a little bit more about nutrition. And so these different classes and healings will be available worldwide, as opposed to being like a mushroom, you know, in the dark. And we want to link arms as a community, because collectively, we're stronger than the pharmaceutical companies, in my mind. They have a lot of money for advertising. But if we are in the space of everyday community, we're going to be able to overcome that brainwashing. So that's the bigger goal.
So let's see. I was just talking to Eva, right? So Gina, yes. Why don't you tell us your bigger picture, because everybody has their own ideas, even though you're coming together, you know.
Well, a bigger picture for myself is just to keep traveling to the places that I find rather intriguing. But the largest picture, even chatted just a little bit about it before, is what can I bring to the table to help serve others to be as much in their greatness as possible, and to be just living shoulder to shoulder with people that understand who they are, people that have a good connection with themselves and their intuition, and just really being in their joy and in their heart. And it starts one person at a time. So how we affect one another, and it just goes from there. I just see the world as more of a beautiful place with the creativity that Eva and I bring to the table, and we're enjoyed with that.
So, Gina, you are part of the founder of Mastery Secrets. So how does this fit in with your main business? And tell us a little bit more about your main business as well.
My main business with Mastery Secrets, also the Center for Self-Mastery, is to be a reminder, remind people of their gifts, remind people of their talents, give them tools and knowledge from the ancient wisdoms that have been long forgotten, things that have worked for thousands and thousands of years that we no longer use anymore, that helps to improve our health, helps to simplify our thinking and our minds, helps keep our over-emotionalism under control, energy healing and body reconstruction from an aura and soul body perspective. Gosh, so many different things. I work in so many different modalities that help cross over, and whatever is needed. I mean, I have a tool bag I can't even fit inside a house, you know. So whatever comes to the table and is in need at the time, then that's what I either educate on, or I give tools to people for, or I use the tool on them myself to help them get out of whatever crises they're in, or move them into another level of awakening and stepping into their best self.
So, Gina, how could people reach you?
Gosh, you know, I'm one of these magical people that just puts it out there and says, whoever finds me, and I just keep staying busy. But my phone number, did you want me to give my phone number on the air?
Yeah, your phone number and your email and your website, if you'd like.
Sure. Well, I my phone number is 949-324-6172. The main email that I work with is one of my production companies, and I'll spell it out. It's the word your, Y-O-U-R, then the word day, D as in dog, A-Y, then the first four letters of the word production, P as in Peter, R-O-D, at AOL.com, yourdayprod@AOL.com. As for a website, my website is my phone number, so people can just reach me through that. I'm one of these anomalies that has not done and not had to do a lot of advertising in their lifetime, so I don't have a lot of the electronic stuff that everybody else does. That's where my beautiful, beautiful friend and partner, Eva, comes in with all of that magic.
So, Eva, I'm going to ask you the same question. You have Elevate Institute. So I'd like to know, how does this all fit into your main business, and more about what your business does and how people can reach you?
Sure. Yeah. The Elevate Institute is really about helping high performers and spiritual leaders in their own life who want to overcome that adrenal burnout or wherever they are on the spectrum of it, maybe prevent it, because we're all a little bit burnt out, but we don't necessarily know the reason why. So I take all of that guesswork out. We really believe at the Elevate Institute that it's all about, if you give your body what it needs, it can heal itself. So in the very physical way of realizing that the body is the seat of the soul, this is where our soul does its business, is through the body. It's not just a meat suit that we can toss aside or pray away or decide that it's a bother. Like, we really need to be one with our bodies, and that's the goal of it. So you can see naturally, after hearing more of the unfolding of Gina and I and both of our missions, how we naturally fit together. And when it comes to how we do that work, well, it starts with just finding out what your body needs, because that question of, if you give your body what it needs, it can heal itself. Now, the next question is, well, how do we know what it needs? And this takes all of that guesswork out of the way. And it becomes very simple to take care of your body, and we recover from chronic illnesses and things we didn't even know that we had, including trauma issues, family and sense issues, things that we think are genetic, that they're actually congenital, and even spiritual healings can happen in a program such as what we offer at the Elevate Institute. So the name of the website is what you hear, theelevateinstitute.com. Don't forget the. And you can find my, now, she's right, Gina's right, I'm a nerd. So I spent 10 years, my very first career was in information technology, and I'm considered a tech intuitive, and just things that are technology based are very intuitive. They come to me easily. So I do have a website with an online calendar. You can find me there on the contact page. Go to theelevateinstitute.com. You'll also find at the top of the page, it says reveal with hiding in plain sight. And it's a Chinese face reading. You can self-assess. See if you have any signs of serious illness hiding right in plain sight. So that's how you'll reach me. You'll find my contact calendar, my email, my phone number, everything is there. So I'll send everybody to that.
So we have about 9 minutes left. So let's talk about what is your next trip and what will happen and what do you have planned for that?
Yeah, Gina, let's talk about Belize.
All right, you're up.
So I went to Belize a while back. It's been 2019 for the first time and was really intrigued with the stories you hear about with the crystal skulls. Anybody who is in the alternative world, the spiritual world, they might be familiar with the crystal skulls and the 13 skulls, many of which have been found in the Mayan temples. And I had the opportunity while in Belize to visit the where some of these crystal skulls have been found, and that's at San Antonich. Really, really interesting place to be standing where it's like a ghost town. But you could definitely tell this was a loved space, that they were living in a way that is foreign to us now. Buildings were in alignment with astrology, and they had a reverence for the earth and what its gifts were and how to work with the different foods and seeds and all of that to combine together. They did their growing of their crops and ratios and ways and types that they got a full nutrition, even though the rainforest is actually one of the least nutrient-dense soil types in the world. So we're going to study that. You know, when it comes to mineral balancing, and that's the work that I do scientifically, it's all about the minerals. It's all about the minerals in the body and in the food and in the soil. That's where it comes from. And I want to study this. And I want to see how we can bring those ancient ways into today's lifestyle and make it work. Maybe we're working harder than we need to. So this is what we want to explore when we're there. But we have a lot of fun things planned. Gina, now you're up. You're going to talk about fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, we both, in our work, we both work externally and internally, and that could be on the physical plane, the emotional plane, the spiritual plane. And, you know, to complement a lot of the mineral work and the metabolism work that Eva does is to bring in some of the ancient techniques that you know, areas and ways of massaging the body, massaging the face that actually brings healing energies into your organs and into your skin to bring more of a younger sensation into the body, but more of a healing state into the body. Keeping in mind that, you know, taking care of the body itself on the outside is incredibly important. And I have a whole skincare line that's natural and organic, body care line. In fact, it's in the process of being licensed right now. But these natural and organic. So when we're looking at the rainforest or we're looking at plants and minerals and so on the planet, there isn't anything on this earth that isn't here to serve us in some sort of way or in some sort of fashion. And my alchemy background brings in a lot of that for, you know, the topical on the skin and the different ancient techniques to work with the skin and the body. So the outside and the inside. So I'll be sharing a lot of those ancient magics to be able to work simple routines into your day that help to keep the vibration of the physical body as healthy as it can. And then in, you know, pairing up with the metabolism work that Eva does as well. So a little bit of magic on my part with energy work and then the topical work with vibration and then the marriage with the metabolism and Eva's magic.
When are you planning this tour?
So we're starting it. The first day is this fall. It's October 21st through the 29th. are looking at having a big, like, don't worry, you won't miss Halloween. We're looking to, go all out with, let's celebrate the Day of the Dead. It usually used to be, I'm giving you a little bit more. So it used to be a three-day ceremony. The Day of the Dead and lasted from the 29th through the 31st, I believe. And it's all about remembrance of our ancestors. And we're gonna do a little bit of that. We're going to get into some space of really understanding how important our ancestors are to us, not just biologically. What did they pass genetics? But they're still around to help if you're open to believing that and connecting with them. We're going to have some fun and do some a new moon ceremony. Tell Gina, share about that new moon ceremony.
We have about 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say there's a certain cloud of magic that follows me around, and some of the ancient sites that we'll be visiting, I have arranged for after hours and different types of experiences so that we can have private opportunity with the energies and just bringing in and calling in the different energies. And so I tend to do some sort of ceremony on each of the sites that we go to in all of our tours. So we'll be embarking in something like that as well when we're in Belize, I think a couple of times. Yes. So
yeah, a couple of times.
So give them the date again of the Belize tour. Give them the date again of the Belize tour.
Right. And then I'll send you to the website as well. So even though we have our own websites and links from the websites to, or at least I do, to the Illumination Tours website, you can find the details, full itinerary, all the accommodation information is going to be found on illuminationtours.com, I-L-L, like illuminate, to make something shine, right? Illuminationtours.com, and it is October the 21st through the 29th of 2023. So it's coming up fast. Ensure that you grab your seat.
Sounds like the tour is going to be exciting. I can't believe it. All this wonderful stuff that people will learn. I mean, it's going to be fabulous. So be sure and get in touch with Gina and Eva and go to IlluminationTours.com, and it has all the information of the tour coming up plus other tours that they're going to be doing. And I want to thank you both for being my guests today. Quite interesting to learn all the great things that both of you do and how you came together, and you each bring such a great talent to the team, and I think that's wonderful. So you have like one last word for everybody, and then we're going to have to sign off because we're down to 1 minute and 56 seconds.
Thank you for having us on, Robbie, and I just every day I think about so many wonderful things that Eva and I are going to be doing together but we're not even aware of yet. So we're looking at a long life together and a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, thank you
again. Thank you. And the show will be is live now, but if it goes on archive and people can listen to it at any time, and we'll post it on Facebook to let them know that it can be watched whenever it's convenient for them as well. But again, thank you. It was really wonderful getting to know you both better, and I will share the information about this belief to everybody I meet because there are a lot of people that enjoy doing things like that. And again, thank you so much. It was wonderful, wonderful having you.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate the time and your attention and interest. Yes.
Okay. Bye now. Have a great day.